The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at HaddadAutoGroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarrett Ford. Serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area, if you're buying a Ford, make it Sarrett Ford. Visit SarrettFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by Main Care Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, products, proven methods to help you either start a business, grow your business, or to help you through any challenges that you may be going through. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, products, concepts, publications, books, and resources that we've either used or analyzed and either integrated that into our own business plan or we've decided not to use it because it's not helpful. We want to ensure that you do receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we're going to be taking a look at 2016. After all, it is almost mid-September. We're going to be heading into the fourth quarter, and a lot of you are going to be restructuring your budgets for your marketing for 2016. So we're going to take a look at that and let you know what we think is going to be coming down the pike. If you have any comments or questions, please email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services is a unique and effective methodology that we have created to successfully allow your business to compete with your online marketing. What we incorporate into our monthly packages, SEO, video SEO, content marketing, social media, and much, much more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox that you need to create a permanent online presence within the major search engines. Best part is we work exclusively. Imagine, we're not going to work for a competitor, especially when it comes down to car dealers. This is like one area that we really enjoy working with because it is so, so competitive. We also will include a state-of-the-art website that is fully optimized, and we also go and make those updates that either Google rolls out or if there's any changes that you need updated onto your website, we include that with no additional charge. We want to ensure that everything you have at your fingertips remains fresh and relevant so that your intended audience gets the most up-to-date information about your business. You can reach us at 888-996-9697, where we can provide a complete analysis of your website, your marketing strategy, your marketing budget, and make our recommendations, and there's no cost and no obligation. We're really looking for business partners to be, we want to be that extra set of hands that your office needs that you just cannot seem to find the time to get done, or you can find the right person to get it done. We will take care of it. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. And really, you know, like you mentioned earlier, we are in the heading into the fourth quarter, so it's really important that businesses start looking at the marketing trends in 2016 and beyond, and really start gauging what's taking place in the online market space so that they can be ready and prepared for that and make adjustments where necessary and be in a position where they're, you know, taking advantage of these trends and not falling behind the trends as we see a lot of businesses doing.
Absolutely. So, Kyle, we talked earlier before the program. we talked about a lot of stuff, but we were talking about social media, and I don't know, my gut feeling is that I think at some point we're really getting, and it may not be too far off in the distant future, it almost feels to me like people are starting to get anti-social media. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, there seems to be a burnout. You know, there was a, you know, everybody consumed it so fast, and now there are so many different programs with so many different avenues that someone can choose for social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, you name it. And that's not even mentioning the social bookmarking sites, where you stumble upon Dig, Reddit, so on. And I think that there's just been a huge burnout on the number of social media avenues, and not to mention a burnout of the content that's being shared. I think that we've, you know, it might have been kind of cool and neat to get a glimpse into people's lives before, but now I think there's just kind of this burnout. And, you know, there's been several articles written about Facebook, how it's created, you know, a narcissistic society where, you know, people are never wrong. They're always right. And if you are wrong, you can go ahead and delete it and create this online persona about yourself that might be somewhat fictitious.
Yeah, I do think it's important. I mean, it's part of our whole marketing strategy that we provide for our clients, but it does feel as though it's just starting to get a little bit too intrusive, and I think people are really starting to get burnt out on it. And I think it will be interesting, much like the way MySpace went, it ended up creating a niche audience, and then they just completely ran with it. And I can kind of see this happening with Twitter and Facebook down the road, and it feels to me like every time I turn around, there's just another, online social media trend that's coming on. It's almost a full-time job to manage your own social media. And it's hard because we live in a mentality that we don't want to be left behind and we don't want to be left out. And I think that that's what keeps people keyed in and pulsed in to LinkedIn and to Facebook and to Twitter. And it is a very effective tool, but I find that a lot of the social media ends up getting very, very, with the exception of LinkedIn. LinkedIn really does seem to have stayed more of a professional type forum, business forum, as opposed to, you know, personal stuff. And I'm really happy about that. But at the same time, I read an article over the weekend that they were talking about how much people lie on social media and how you really can't trust what you're reading on social media. So it comes down to, I think like everything, you know, it, in moderation it's okay, but overdosing on it can be really fatal. I find that in dealing with businesses, they know they need it, but I think there's a way to find a healthy balance.
Yeah, absolutely, and then there needs to be that balance because, we've talked about this in the past where, you know, social media can drain a lot of your time and also your resources, and, you know, we've done shows in the past where, how companies can help their employees kind of navigate through social media during the workday so that they're not, you know, spending so much time on these avenues because really, you know, really at the bottom of the day, you know, you've got to make your day productive, and you have to make it, you've got to look back at the day's end and say, like, yeah, this was a good day. These are the things that I've accomplished. And we've talked a lot in past shows about goal setting through the day, and having micro goals set through the day and getting those things accomplished, which is really important. And social media can distract from that and pull away from that. And so, it's really important, like you said, that we monitor, engage, and kind of wean ourselves, if you will, off of social media so we can stay productive throughout the day.
Right. So, Kyle, looking forward then, you know, we've already covered the social media piece of it. I do believe moving forward it's going to be still an important part of your marketing strategy, but I think it's going to level out a little bit. I think that there's going to be some type of reasoning in it, because I don't find that, like I noticed in my email, Twitter is really targeting businesses to start paying for Twitter so that you'll come up in the feeds and whatnot. And I don't know. I just don't see that happening. You know, much like YouTube is now doing pay-per-click ads, Twitter's now doing pay-per-click. Facebook's been doing it for quite a while. I'm not sure that people that are on social media, with the exception of, again, LinkedIn, I really believe that they're on there for, they're really trying to find out what everyone else is up to and brag about everything that they're doing. And it's just completely gotten out of hand. So I don't see online marketing going that way. But I do, and not because we own a video marketing company, but I do believe that video is going to make a strong appearance in 2016. I think there's going to be a major shift in how people perceive video marketing. And I think finally people will start to understand what video marketing is and what video marketing isn't. Can you talk a little bit about the fundamental difference? Because there are vast differences between what people perceive video marketing to be and what it actually is. Can you talk about the two fundamental differences and why it's so dramatically different?
Well, a lot of people think that, so video marketing, it's two words. It's video and it's marketing. And so a lot of people, want to say that video marketing is, you know, getting a video and putting it on your website or putting it on YouTube, which isn't. That's just video. So if you're going to call it something, just call it video, because you're not marketing that video. There's a big difference. What we do is we actually take videos and we optimize them for search and market those videos so that they're showing up in your clients' search feeds on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and the other major search engines, and that they're ranking organically and driving traffic over to your website so that you're actually investing long-term into your marketing. And, Google's told us that, they're looking for content that engages and incentivizes users to take an action, and they've said that video has proven to do this. And several studies have been conducted, and video has been shown to do that. So we use video as our vehicle of choice, because it does get that reaction out of the end user that we're looking for, and we're also able to optimize it much quicker and market that video much quicker. So we're taking a video, we're marketing that video, we're optimizing that video, we're ranking that video in the search engines, and that's what video marketing is.
Absolutely. And, we just really wanted to make sure that, we really kind of put that out there, because I really do believe video is going to make a strong, strong debut in 2016 and beyond. And I think moving forward, it's going to become even more relevant to your online marketing strategy. A lot of people have forgotten or don't even realize, even though if they thought about it long enough, they would realize that it was kind of a no-brainer. But YouTube is the second largest search engine, and to ignore it, you're only tapping into 50% of Google. Google owns YouTube, and Google loves video, and they love what video can do, and yet, a lot of people are completely ignoring it. And the real reason people are ignoring it, Kyle, is really the amount of time that goes into it. It's expensive, to hire a videographer to come in and take a video of your business, and it can run you from $1,000 to $10,000, depending on, what type of videographer you hire. It can be extremely expensive, the editing that's involved, and once it's done, it's done. But you still have to then go out and market that video. And I think that, I know for me, when I deal with a lot of car dealerships and doctors and plastic surgeons, dentists and whatnot, lawyers, they all say, we tried video and it just didn't work. Well, it didn't work because creating a video, as you said earlier, is not a marketed video.
and they put a lot of time and money into it. And it really has left a bad taste in their mouth, if you will. And they are really at a point where they're like, no, we're not going to dump that kind of money into it. And we're here to tell you, video marketing really is not as expensive as people think it is. And what's great about it is the permanency that it creates. It's that lead generation that everybody's looking for. You know, even like with TV, you know, TV has gotten to a point where, you know, marketing on TV, and I do believe it to be effective, but it's a broad stroke audience that you're you know, pandering to, and your intended audience just happens to be a portion of that, as opposed to a very specific targeted audience that you're able to manipulate, if you will, with video marketing. So, Kyle, talk a little bit about how video marketing and the importance of smart TV marketing is going to start coming into play. And boy, I think you had a little bark to your voice today. Huh?
Yeah. So, video marketing is going to play a huge role in the market, because everything's moving towards video. We're getting away from the text based markets, and everything's moving towards video. And so, what's taking place is that videos are really getting ahead of the game, because, we've talked about this in the past, where you know the text-based websites that are heavily text. I mean, obviously you need that for ranking, but we're kind of moving away from that and moving more into, you know, like we spoke about earlier, into content that engages and incentivizes, that we can get a lot more information across the end user using a video than we can through text. And we're able to keep them on our websites much longer, where they stay more engaged and more incentivized into purchasing your product, picking up the phone and calling your company, or moving towards whatever end result you're wanting them to do. So we're able to funnel them through our websites much more easily, keep them much more engaged, and create that connection that we want to create in order for them to do business with us.
Exactly. And I do believe that, I think smart TV marketing and video marketing, I think you're going to see a pull ahead of that, and I think you're going to see a pullback on the social media. That's, you know, kind of my opinion, but I think the evidence is in, and I think it's really starting to become clearer that with the modifications that Google's making. I mean, the number one thing they wanted, the last rollout they had, was your website needed to be mobile optimized, and there's a reason for that. And I think that as things go forward, you're going to see video and smart TV marketing make a huge, huge impact, and I think you're going to see a pullback on social media. Well, we're running out of time today, and we've got to run. We've got a lot of business to take care of today, but we want to thank you for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you'd like additional information, or you'd like an analysis of your website and your current marketing strategy, give us a call at 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa. We will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff, providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins, serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 in Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at haddadautogroup.com. for no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at HADAD, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarat Ford. Serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area, if you're buying a Ford, make it Sarat Ford. Visit SaratFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by MainCare Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697.